Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President-elect Biden is urging Americans to follow safety precautions as they celebrate Thanksgiving this year. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Biden delivered his remarks ahead of the holiday from Wilmington, Delaware.
Biden called on Americans to redouble their efforts in combating the virus, referring to basic health safety measures like socially distancing and wearing a mask as a, quote, patriotic duty.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another.
Biden, who will forgo a large family gathering for Thanksgiving, acknowledged the 260,000 Americans who lost loved ones this year. Despite the CDC's strong recommendation that people not travel for the holiday, millions of Americans are choosing to ignore that and travel anyway. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
President Trump has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That makes Flynn the second Trump associate convicted in the Russia probe to receive clemency. Trump commuted the sentence of his longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before Stone was to report to prison. A Department of Justice official tells NPR that the department was not consulted on the deal and only learned of it earlier today. The Manhattan District Attorney will appeal to New York's highest state court, a ruling dismissing the DA's case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more on the latest move in the case.
The decision from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance comes after a New York appeals court last month upheld a ruling dismissing the case against Manafort. The former Trump campaign chairman was indicted on state fraud charges in 2019. His attorneys argue that the case violates a state double jeopardy law since Manafort had already been tried and convicted at the federal level for similar crimes. Manafort is currently serving his more than 7-year federal sentence in home confinement due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump could pardon Manafort before Trump leaves office. That makes the state case against Manafort of particular note since Trump's pardon power does not cover state crimes. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
In the past 5 years, Canada has turned away more than 4,400 asylum seekers trying to enter the country from the U.S. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, hundreds of people made the attempt this year, even during the height of the initial wave of the coronavirus pandemic.
Opposition parliamentarian Jenny Kwan says nearly half of those trying to enter Canada made the trek in the year after Donald Trump became president. In 2016, there were more than 740, but in 2017, that number soared to nearly 2,000. Kwan blames the Trump administration's policies to detain and deport asylum seekers. She's also critical that Ottawa didn't hesitate to turn them away during the pandemic.
That's Dan Karpinchuk reporting. In the final day of trading before the holiday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 173 points to finish the day at 29,872. This is NPR. Despite warnings that travel could fuel further spread of the coronavirus, millions of Americans are hitting the road and the airports for the Thanksgiving holiday. Flying through is now very different from this time of year. Travelers are being met with plexiglass barriers and mask mandates. Consumer spending rose just 0.5% last month as the pandemic continued to weigh on American shopping habits. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that was the smallest increase in spending since the spring.
October spending increase was smaller than forecasters had expected, and the limited gain was driven in large part by spending in hospitals. Consumers also bought more cars and recreational gear in October. Personal income fell last month, mainly as a result of expiring federal relief programs. One exception was farm income, which increased thanks to a hike in government farm payouts. Prices were flat in October, which suggests the pandemic continues to be a drag on consumers' overall demand. The personal savings rate dipped last month, but it's still high by historical standards, a sign that many consumers will have money to spend once they feel safer doing so. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Soccer great Maradona has died. The football legend from Argentina was 60 years old. He became a national hero after he led his country to the 1986 World Cup title. During that game, he scored a goal that sparked international controversy and became so famous, musicians wrote songs about it. EU officials say the first coronavirus vaccines there could be administered by Christmas. They're asking member countries to quickly prepare supply chains to handle the rollout. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.